expected to continue into next week. Governor Scott Walker's bill is stalled until the 14 Democratic senators who fled to Illinois return to vote on it. For NPR News, I'm Gil Halstead in Madison.
The death toll in Libya from the state's crackdown on protests there is approaching 100, according to Human Rights Watch. Government forces opened fire on mourners, leaving a funeral for protesters in the Libyan city of Benghazi. Iran has freed two German reporters jailed last year after they interviewed the son of a woman who was condemned to death by stoning. The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin says an Iranian court dropped the German's prison sentence imposed for visa irregularities and fined them instead.
The two journalists have now been freed in Iran and were with officials from the German embassy there. Germany's foreign minister Guido Westerwelle has also arrived in the country, ready to return with the two former prisoners. Before doing so, Mr. Westerwelle may meet Iranian President Ahmadinejad. Germany is involved in the negotiations over Iran's nuclear program. The fate of the woman whose case the reporters were investigating is uncertain. She remains under sentence of death, though stoning is now not the method chosen by the Iranian authorities.
The BBC's Steve Evans. Protesters have retaken control of Manama City Square in Bahrain, where they have been chanting victory and are calling for the removal of the government. Five people were killed on Thursday when police opened fire with tear gas and rubber bullets on sleeping protesters. An opposition leader there says the Crown Prince has done the right thing by withdrawing security forces from the streets. In Yemen, leader Abdullah Saleh says citizens have the right to express themselves peacefully, but accuses some of trying to seize power by fomenting instability. Saleh has been in power for 3 decades and has been a key U.S. ally in fighting al-Qaeda. This is NPR. Somali pirates hijacked the yacht of a U.S. couple trying to spread the word of God by handing out Bibles while sailing around the world. The vessel of Gene and Scott Adams of California was hijacked on Friday. 2 other Americans are believed to have been on board. Somali pirates have hijacked scores of boats for ransom money in recent months and years. 2 days ago, a Somali pirate was sentenced in a New York courtroom to 33 years in prison for hijacking a working ship in 2009. Mexico's president has pledged a minimum monthly pension of the equivalent of more than $800 American to the widows of the armed forces who've been killed on active duty. James Blears reports many of them were gunned down in violence with drug cartels.
Mexican President Felipe Calderon made this announcement on National Army Day. Armed services widows already receive a pension, but Calderon vowed to top it up by a minimum of more than 10,000 pesos monthly. He praised the country's armed forces who spearheaded the war against the drug cartels, which is now in its 5th year. He said that not only are they an example of valor and courage in the struggle for a safer Mexico, but also a banner of humanity and solidarity with the people. Calderon also granted military wage increases, commenting that an ordinary level soldier is today earning almost 120% more than at the beginning of his administration. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
Strong winds across mid-Atlantic states and along the eastern seaboard on Saturday have touched off numerous fires and have caused power outages for thousands. In New York City, firefighters had a hard time bringing under control a 6-story apartment building on fire due to high winds. A fire official says at least 20 firefighters have been injured, none of them seriously. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, supporting social entrepreneurs and their innovations to solve the world's most pressing problems at skoll.org.